Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. Our number today and every day on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we love hearing from you on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment, and I will attempt to get to your calls early so we don't have to leave anybody on hold. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to my friend, Jonathan Goldman. Jonathan Goldman and his wife, Andy Goldman, are sound therapists, authors, as well as musicians. I've been listening to Jonathan's music, very cool music, I have to say, for many years. He does what's called sound healing. His latest book is called The Humming Effect, Sound Healing for Health and Happiness, and it's a really super interesting and super helpful and super insightful book about how you can use humming. How you can use humming, yes, plain old humming, for spiritual enlightenment, for good health, and just to feel good. And it works, I'm telling you. It's a really amazing thing. An amazing thing happens when you hum. But you have to hum strategically. You have to hum intelligently. You have to hum consciously. We'll talk to Jonathan Goldman at the bottom of the hour about his book, The Humming Effect. And we will get to your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All your favorite longevity products are up on all our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team off our websites. Click on the Join the Team link and be in business for yourself. Start a home-based business. If you're an entrepreneur, it's an ideal business opportunity. It's also a great way to get into the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field. It's a great way to help people change their lives. So many people have changed their lives for the better by using the longevity supplements. It's also just a great way to get your longevity products at the wholesale price for a one-time fee. You can be a longevity distributor and a member of the Bright Side Ben team, and I can help you build your business as well. Call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. Or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, our number today, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment, and we will talk to Jonathan Goldman at the bottom of the hour about his book, The Humming Effect. Sound is really interesting. You know, in the Bible it says, in the beginning there was the Word. And that's kind of how it is in terms of electromagnetics. In the beginning, there was sound. There's a science of sound called cymatics. A really cool book. If you ever get a chance to check it out, you can buy it pretty cheap on Amazon. It's a picture book of what happens to sand when sound waves are projected over the sand. Sand takes these fascinating shapes, and depending on the kinds of waves, chaotic waves, harmonic waves, smooth waves, jagged waves that are emanated, the sound waves that are emanated, depending on the kinds of waves that are emanated, you get mandala-like structures, or you get disorganized chaotic structures. You get organized structures in the sand, literally, in response to the sound waves. It's really, really amazing. And it makes you wonder if our entire reality, including our physical reality and our bodies, is not really the end result of sound. Some of you may have heard of something called binaural beats. There's an article that I read this week on the website braintomorrow.com. Really interesting website if you like sciencey kinds of things. Braintomorrow.com. Headline: newest psychedelic drug is sound. How people are using binaural beats to get high. Binaural beats are an interesting way that sound is projected, I guess we would say. What happens is if you put two different sound frequencies in each ear, the brain will do some kind of weird complicated algorithm and mathematics and project a certain tone, and you'll hear one tone out of these two different frequencies, these two different tones that come into the brain through the ears. It's called binaural beats. A guy named Robert Monroe. If you haven't heard of Robert Monroe, this guy was absolutely amazing. Robert Monroe was an advertising executive who had these weird experiences in the middle of the night. He astral projected in the middle of the night. And this guy was not some woo-woo spiritual guy. He was a hardcore advertising executive, a Madison Avenue advertising executive. And this was the 1950s, no less. And he started having these amazing experiences. And he started writing about it. He wrote three books. And I read these books in the 1980s and completely blew my mind, really changed my life in a big way. When you read these books, you realize that there's some stuff that's out there that is really bizarre and really strange and has nothing to do with drugs or spirituality or woo-woo. All it really is just stuff that's out there, consciousnesses, energies that are out there. And Robert Monroe writes about this in the book Journeys of the Mind, I think it's called. He has three books, Journeys of the Mind, Far Journeys, and Ultimate Journeys. I'll have to look those up, but they're really cool. Just Google Robert Monroe. Anyway, Robert Monroe started an institute, I guess you could say, where he trained people to use sound to astral project. He discovered that if he could put these various sound frequencies into people's ears and into their brains, they would be more likely to leave their bodies and astral project. And he started the Robert Monroe Institute in Virginia Beach, and you can still go to the Robert Monroe Institute. I think they take people. You pay $1,000, a couple thousand dollars, and they train you to astral project with sound. It's super, super cool. And there's actually one of his engineers is a guy named Tom Campbell, who has a bunch of YouTube videos. He wrote a book called My Big Toe, My Big Theory of Everything, which is super elaborate and really dives deep into consciousness. And like Robert Monroe, Tom Campbell is no woo spiritual guy. He's a hardcore scientist. Robert Monroe wasn't a scientist, but Tom Campbell is. And he's got a whole bunch of YouTube videos where he talks about using sound to astral project to leave his body. That's what this article here is about from Brain Tomorrow. This is based on research from RMIT University in Australia. These researchers looked at the phenomena of binaural beats, sounds that trigger weird brain phenomena. According to this article, they trigger a psychoactive effect in the brain. Scientists noted that while there's little evidence to back up their claims, this new report actually verifies what people have been saying for years. Much like ingestible substances, some binaural beats users were chasing a high. But that's far from their only use. Many people saw them as a source of help, such as for sleep therapy or pain relief, unquote. You can get binaural beats. They call it HemiSync. That's his trademark name for binaural beats. You get a lot of different binaural beats, MP3s or audio downloads, and they're all over YouTube. But if you want Robert Monroe's binaural beat technology, you have to get something called HemiSync, H-E-M-I. -SYNCH, and it's super cool. At the very least, it's relaxing. What he does is he has the binaural beats underneath music, and so you can listen to the music. You can do this with headphones on while you're sleeping, or you can just use it while you're just puttering around the house or driving your car, because it's super, super relaxing. I don't know if I'd drive my car while I was listening to it, but you can put it around the house and just have it as background music, and it's really, really relaxing. Robert Monroe. I want to get the titles of those books here, and I'll tell you what those are in our next segment. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls next. Jonathan Goldman will be with us at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to The Bright Side.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Brightside, I am Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. Jonathan Goldman. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about his book, The Humming Effect. Robert Monroe's books are Journeys Out of the Body, Far Journeys, and Ultimate Journey. I read Journeys Out of the Body in the early 1980s, and it completely blew me away. And then I read Far Journeys and Ultimate Journeys shortly thereafter. Real easy to read books. They tell Robert Monroe's story. Robert Monroe was just a plain old advertising executive, or maybe he might have been a radio executive, actually. And he just started having these bizarre experiences. And when he writes about them, he doesn't write about them in a woo-woo kind of way or a spiritual kind of way or even a scientific kind of way. He just writes them like a layperson. And it really is compelling reading, and it makes you think about all the stuff that's out there. He developed a technology for helping people achieve these kinds of states using sound. He calls it a hemisync, which is based on the science of binaural beats. A binaural beat is basically a way of getting your brain to fire at a certain frequency. The brain fires, energy generator, and it fires certain frequencies, and depending on the types of frequencies it fires, we have different kinds of states of awareness or moods. I've talked about this a lot. It's really fascinating stuff. There's a great book called The Open Focus Brain that talks a lot about this. You have different energies that are emanating from your brain, and they emanate in different frequencies. Frequency is just on-off, the amount of time something turns on and off. If something has a frequency of 1, it turns on and off once a second, I should say. How many times something turns on, energy turns on and off per second. A frequency of 1 means that the energy turns on and off 1 time a second. A frequency of 1,000,000 means that the energy turns on and off 1,000,000 times per second. If you think that's a lot, light turns on and off trillions, hundreds of trillions of times a second. As it turns out, the brain fires in 4 different frequencies. They call them 4 main frequencies. There's other ones, but 4 main frequencies. They call them beta, alpha, theta, and delta. Beta waves, or beta frequencies, are 13 to 30. In other words, they call it hertz, but basically means that the energy is turning on and off 13 times per second to 30 times per second, 13 hertz to 30 hertz. And that's a kind of freak-out energy, or a problem-solving energy, or a thinking and reasoning part of thinking and reasoning energy. When your brain is firing at this beta frequency, you're thinking, you're problem-solving, you're in your day, you're engaging with life, you're worrying, you're concentrating. And getting out of beta is a really, really important part of good health. If you can figure out how to get out of beta and go into the lower or the slower brainwave states like alpha and theta, you can access healing, you can access relaxation, and as it turns out, according to Robert Monroe, you can access other dimensions, other realms, other consciousnesses. And again, if you don't believe this kind of stuff, I'm telling you this is just Robert Monroe's experience, and actually there's a lot of science behind this too. The binaural beats come in because they can set your brain up into these different frequency states. If you pump in energy or sound into one ear at, say, 128 hertz, and then sound in the other ear at 120 hertz, something interesting happens. Your brain will subtract the 128 or the 120 from the 128 and come up with 8 hertz, and it will force resonate your brain frequencies to that kind of energy. So by putting binaural beats or 2 different frequencies into 2 different ears, you can force your brain or compel your brain to vibrate at certain frequencies. Your brain waves to vibrate at certain frequencies, and you can go into alpha, you can go into theta. You can even go into delta, which is a sleep, which is super, super slow. That's when you're in deep sleep. But most of the time, these hemisync and binaural beat tapes take you into alpha or theta. Alpha being very, very relaxing. Theta being very, very psychedelic. Both of these lower brainwave states, by the way, are associated with better immunity, enhanced creativity, and just a general feeling of well-being. You don't believe me? Go to YouTube, Google binaural beats or Google hemisync, put on your headphones and see how you feel. All right, Jonathan Goldman coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about his book, The Humming Effect, and we're going to talk about sound therapy, time hit phones. And if you'd like to speak to us, 844-236-6010. Let's go to California and say good evening to Andrew. Call back. I hit the wrong button, and I don't know what Andrew wants to talk about. I apologize, Andrew. Andrew was on hold for a long time. But call back. If you can call back quickly, Andrew, we will get to you, and that is my bad. I'm sorry I did that. I'm not sure what Andrew wants to talk about. So anyway, these binaural beats are great ways to access alpha and theta states. And if you don't want to deal with YouTube, you can get MP3 downloads, or you can also get CDs, if anybody listens to CDs anymore. You can also go to MonroeInstitute.org, MonroeInstitute.org, and get more information. All right, Jonathan Goldman coming up at the bottom of the hour. I think we got Andrew here. Is this Andrew? Andrew?
Yes.
Hey, buddy, I'm sorry I did that. What's going on?
No problem. Real quick, I wanted to mention, I'm a musician, and there's a guy named Royal Rife, did sound in the early 30s, and a few years later, they changed the standard A pitch from 432 to 440 hertz.
I've heard about that. I don't quite understand that, though. Leonard Horowitz talks about that. I don't quite understand. Can you explain that a little bit?
The pitch of the A, so it resonates 432 times, you know, a second versus 440. Which,
what's the purpose?
I don't know. It's just a slightly higher pitch. You know, it'd be 8/10 higher. I don't know if the cymatics, if that would create the geometric shapes that it does.
Uh-huh.
Or it probably changes
the shapes that it would create, I would think.
Right. I don't know if it distorts them, though, because, you know, mm-hmm. these cars never do anything for the better of humanity, in my belief.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah, man, got a good point there. So you know about cymatics?
Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's pretty cool stuff. You're going to love Jonathan.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you were mentioning that. I was like, yeah, sound therapy. Yeah, definitely, that's a real thing. So, aside from that, I wanted to ask about your thoughts on the infrared sauna.
Oh, yes, I'm a fan. There's a couple of them, the far infrared or the near infrared. Do you know the difference? Are you
I think this one has all three.
All three? I hadn't heard those.
Awesome.
Oh, they're awesome. They're totally awesome. Yeah, they don't heat the air. Or they use lamps. They use electromagnetic radiation. They don't heat the air. They use lamps to do their work. Far infrared or near infrared lamps that emanate electromagnetic radiation at that particular frequency, and they're awesome. They're totally awesome for detoxification, better sleep.
I would lift, you know, lift till failure, and then I started going in there this past week.
Oh, that's awesome.
And don't feel sore at all, but
that's awesome.
I've heard other benefits as far as like skin and detoxification.
Yeah. Overall health benefits, and you can get them. You know, they have small portable ones that you can put in your house, but they're great for sore muscles, absolutely, for arthritis, for elderly folks. You know, as we age, there's certain strategies that we can employ that your doctor in orthodox medicine don't tell us about, and one of them is getting a far infrared sauna or near infrared sauna. Some people like those better, and putting them in your house. They're a couple thousand dollars, I think. But they're super, super beneficial, you can get all kinds of health benefits, including better heart function, better circulation, help for chronic fatigue or for fibromyalgia, weight loss. I mean, they're just amazing benefits for these things. Do you have one, or are you just using somebody else's?
Yes, I do. My brother actually is sponsored by a company, and they sent one last month, and I just started using it.
That's
so
awesome.
I love it, but I didn't. Benefits
it's the real deal. It's the real deal. You want to make sure you're hydrating and doing your Beyond Tangy Tangerine because you're going to sweat. But they're real.
And what degrees would you recommend?
You know, everybody's got their favorite 100 to 120, 130 kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah, my brother does 140. I'm at 115. I don't know if 140 is good.
You can get up a little bit. It takes a while. Thanks for your call, Andrew. Appreciate it. Jonathan Goldman coming up next.
CardioWebX from Yongevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order Cardio FX from Yongevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
$300 million worth of weapons and other machinery is being sent to Ukraine from the Pentagon. Switchblade drones, laser-guided rocket systems, and non-standard machine guns are included in the package. The U.S. has provided more than $1.6 billion in security assistance to Ukraine, so says the Pentagon. and that was since the beginning of Russia's invasion. Ukrainian forces are making inroads near Kyiv as Russians continue to fail in taking the capital city. The British Defense Ministry tweeting their latest intelligence report, which says as Kremlin forces withdraw, Ukrainian forces advance. The report also notes that Ukraine has retaken several villages. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claimed Friday that Russian forces are planting landmines throughout Ukraine, making it difficult for civilians to navigate the country. He's urging everyone to move forward carefully. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences says it will continue to move forward with disciplinary proceedings against actor Will Smith. It's been nearly a week since Smith slapped Chris Rock after the actor's wife was the butt of a joke from the comedian. Smith said late Friday that he would resign from the Academy. He said in a statement that his actions at the Oscars last Sunday were, quote, shocking, painful, and inexcusable. Now the spotlight will move to the Grammys, which will relocate to Las Vegas for the first time ever this year. The shift from Los Angeles happened due to rising COVID cases in California back in January, driven by the Omicron variant. The ceremony will be hosted by comedian Trevor Noah. A report on state agencies in Virginia concludes that they lost situational awareness during a January snowstorm that stranded hundreds of drivers on I-95 south of Washington, D.C. Officials vowed to review the report that was released Friday, along with its recommendations. At the age of 100, the nation's oldest active park ranger has retired.
Betty Reed Suskin began working at the Rosie the Riveter World War II Homefront National Historical Park in Richmond, California when she was 85, sharing her experiences working as a file clerk. She said living history shows people how far they've come.
It is so important that we go back and revisit history as it was lived in order to get a baseline against which to measure how far we've come.
That was Chris Russell reporting, and I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Back on the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Saturdays and Sundays, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find years of archived health information as well as a search box that you can use if you want to review a topic or dig into a specific topic. We also got the longevity products up at brightsideben.com and a join the team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business. Also my blog, pharmacistben.com, and our videos and news stories and blog posts and interviews, which are all up at criticalhealthnews.com. All the longevity products are up on all the websites, as well as a join the team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more info. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health ailments. What I discovered is, no surprise, when you heal the skin, you beautify the skin. And Truth Skin Health products are just that. They're skin health products, repurposed for beauty. And in my humble opinion, that is the missing link in skincare. Skincare needs to be about health and healing, because at the end of the day, folks, healing is beauty, and healthy skin is beautiful skin. That's what Truth Skin Health products are all about. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, just 100%. Active and functional ingredients. Check them all out at TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. All right, I am really excited to talk to our guest today. I've known Jonathan Goldman for many, many years, although I'm not 100% sure he remembers who I am. We used to run into each other quite often. And I've been listening to his music and sound healing CDs for many years. I imagine now they're on MP3. And recently, actually a couple years ago, I read his book, The Humming Effect. And let me tell you something. This is one of the most elegant, powerful technologies or tools or protocols, whatever you want to call it, for just feeling good. The subtitle of the book, The Humming Effect, is Sound Healing for Health and Happiness. And I am a 100% believer, and I'm totally psyched to talk to my friend Jonathan Goldman. Greetings, Jonathan. Jonathan? Do we have Jonathan?
Can you hear me?
Hey, Jonathan. How you doing, man?
I am great. How are you? How lovely to be speaking to you. And my wife, Andy, says hello.
Okay, great. Yeah, so I didn't think you knew who I was, but I've been reading. Man, I've been listening to your stuff for years, as you know. I mean, I think I met you almost probably close to 30 years ago. Right? And then, I don't know what happens to time. And then I read The Humming Effect a couple years ago, and I periodically go into it and reread it. And I got to tell you, Jonathan, this stuff is powerful. Powerful, powerful, powerful. What's up? It's just humming. Right? What's going on here? Help us out.
Sure,
tell us a little bit about you first.
First of all, about me, I've been in the field of using sound as a therapeutic and transformational tool for about 40 years. Back in the early 80s, I really had this transformational experience where I was playing in a rock and roll band. All of a sudden, I looked out at the audience and became aware that the ambiance of the club that I was playing in was one of negativity and violence. I thought, my goodness gracious, I knew that the intoxicants, talking about chemicals and whatnot, that the people were imbibing and were helping induce this ambiance, but I also realized that the music I was creating at the time was helping do this, and I thought, gee, what if music can be used to make people feel good?
Wow.
That thought shifted just a few degrees and became, what if sound can be used to heal?
Wow.
And from there, it put me on a path, which 40 years later, here we are talking, and after having gone through a gazillion different modalities, from tuning forks to overtone chanting to chakra resonance to what have you, I am back sort of teaching on a level the primary, fundamental, and perhaps one of the most powerful sounds in creation, and that is the simple ohm.
What the humming's about.
That we know of as the hum, because ultimately, on a level, as I'll talk about for a second, the hum is the, if you like, the father of the ohm. Can I get that metaphysical for a second?
Yes, please, please, please.
So there's something called, in yoga, Patanjali's Yoga Sutras, thousands of years old.
Yes.
And this is my translation of it, but it's pretty close. The original sound of creation was pranava, the humming of prana. They had to give it a name, so they called it om. So
the
om
primordial sound, what they call the primordial sound, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, the humming of prana, the humming of energy. And they called it om. And so, I mean, that's so hilarious because, it's, you know, yoga is so big now. So I talk to people, I say, okay, this is really an advanced yoga technique called Brahmari Pranayama. And that gets people's ears. But let's talk about your own natural pharmaceuticals.
Okay. Oxytocin.
Oxytocin, melatonin. And the big one that is really, really, I think, important at this particular point in time and space in our development, it's really getting a lot of people's interest.
Dopamine.
It's nitric oxide.
Oh, nitric oxide, yes. Yes, yes. That was Molecule of the Year in the
1990s. That's right.
right? I remember when that happened. Molecule of the year. Tell us, we only have about a minute, and then we'll get into humming and nitric oxide, but tell us what you know about nitric oxide.
Nitric oxide, it's a vasodilator, so it widens and loosens your circulatory system. Blood allows the blood oxygen to go through your body. It is also an extraordinary tool for neuroplasticity, which is very cool, which, you know, creates neurogenesis, regeneration of your nerves. So just those two things, let alone the fact that it is, drumroll, an antiviral agent.
Drumroll, that's right. I know exactly what you're saying. It's funny, it's a gas, right? It's like a gas hormone.
Yes, and it gets produced particularly in the nasal cavity.
Oh.
And there are particular techniques for doing this, so we can talk about that when we get back from our break.
I wonder if deep breathing has something to do with activating nitric oxide and lowering blood pressure and such.
There ain't no hum without a breath. Yes, deep breathing is indeed inherently important. So let's talk about that.
Nasal breathing, too, not mouth breathing. You don't get that benefit with mouth breathing.
You know, once again, the nitric oxide that is produced is in the nasal cavity. Mm-hmm. It's indeed. And that's where a lot of nasty critters, shall we say, lodge. So that when you deep breathe and then you hum, it produces 15 times the amount of nitric oxide that happens through just nasal breathing.
So you're saying
that's a lot.
That's pretty good, Jonathan. So you're saying deep breathe and then exhale hum?
Yes. Well,
or inhale deeply.
We just cut to it, man. We just cut to it. Yes. You want to deep breathe and then as you hum, so you need to have your lips closed when you do it. And at the same time, you know, bottom line, there is a secret to doing this properly.
Are you going to reveal the secret?
I don't know. Do we have to go to a break?
We do. You've been doing. Sounds like you're a pro at this, Jonathan.
I am.
Yes, we will. How do people tell people how they get a hold of you if they want to get a hold of you?
HealingSounds.com.
And do you still have those amazing CDs available? And they're probably
sure. And my stuff is all over Amazon, Spotify, all that stuff. Blessed be. It's been picked up by a lot of people.
Stream
it up the yin yang, and we give thanks.
Oh, Jonathan, that stuff is so amazing. Now, do you do it? You do it with computers, or is it like high tech stuff?
I had to ultimately go into creating stuff on computers because there was a time when people used these things called tape. And
yes, I do remember tape. I do. I even remember CDs have gone the way of the
dinosaur. Oh, my goodness gracious, you know.
Yes.
The way of the dinosaur.
Jonathan, what's happening to us? We're getting old. Jonathan, it's a pleasure to talk to you again. We are going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to dive into some of the secrets of the humming effect. The book is The Humming Effect, Jonathan and Andy Goldman, Sound Healing for Health and Happiness. I'm Pharmacist Ben. More with Jonathan Goldman on The Bright Side right after this.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to Jonathan Goldman. His book, The Humming Effect, Sound Healing for Health and Happiness. Jonathan, before we get into some of these secrets, as you say, or the secret, as you say, what do you think of Hemisync and Robert Monroe? What's your take on binaural beats?
Great stuff. I actually was one of the first people on the planet to bring the power of sound to create binaural beats and sonic entrainment, you know, to consciousness and to actually sharing this with medical people and scientific people back in the 1980s. So I love it. I think it's great stuff.
Which, like, Robert Monroe is just a regular guy, and he started having these incredible experiences.
Out-of-body experiences.
Yeah, yeah. Can you do that with you think you can do that with sound technologies?
Sure.
Yeah?
I think you can do that with sound technology, with meditation, with all sorts of different things. It's interesting, Ben, I'm just going to stop for just a second and say that with regard to humming, and I went directly into nitric oxide, but I will say that probably the most important thing that you can do with humming as a first line basis that everybody can do. You're talking about breath. You combine breath with humming. Andy and I teach what is called conscious humming. And that's simply doing a hum on an extended note. Taking another nice deep breath. And doing that for a few times. That will almost instantaneously lower your heart rate, blood pressure, and brain waves.
Wow.
At pharmacological levels, man.
I believe it. Like I say, I did it when a few years ago, and I couldn't believe the kind of biophysical changes that I experienced. Isn't it interesting how these simple little technologies or techniques, if you will, can restore us back to health way better than fancy schmancy pharmaceuticals and devices and surgeries, as long as you don't have a specific emergency even. But maybe even if you did have a specific emergency, could humming help you with pain, do you think? If you were
because you get the release of endorphins, among other things.
Yeah.
And it also works as a distraction therapy. So you're making a sound, I mean, humming is, if you like, you know, I've been calling it a one-trick pony lately, but it's a great pony to ride because you can lower heart rate, blood pressure. You can use it as an antiviral agent. You can use it to help induce not only de-stress, but help, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night and you can't sleep.
Sleep.
Hum for a couple of minutes, and it actually will release melatonin, which, of course, is a wonderful, you know, tool for enhancing sleep. So, you know, just a couple of things. I mean, it's been, as you know, I've worked with all sorts of different sounds. And everybody, there are a million sounds out there that you can use, but I call humming the gateway sound.
That's
because it opens up the whole gateway. Once people get into it, they begin to experience it. It seems to be, if you like, a mainstream sound that everybody can make. People are not judgmental. I've never met anybody who says, oh, I can't hum. I've
That's
heard
right.
people say, I can't sing, right. I can't do this or that.
Yeah,
I haven't.
Hum.
Old people hum, young people hum, everybody hum. We hum when we're happy. It's a universal sound.
Sometimes schizophrenics will self-soothe by humming. Did you notice?
I can tell you. You ever hear of Dr. John Lilly?
Of course, yes. The ketamine guy? Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Have you read any of this stuff on a sensory deprivation or anything?
He wasn't. He whacked out.
He got schizo at the end, though.
I guess so, but I was with him when he was... I hope he wasn't schizo, but he was sitting there humming up a storm.
Oh, was he really?
We were both presenters at a... in L.A., so somebody threw us a party in Hollywood Hills, and he and I are in, you know, the back one eye, and just together, and he's sitting here going,
Oh, wow.
And, you know, after about 5 minutes, I said, John, are you doing that consciously? And he looks at me, and he says, young man, which I was, Ben, at the time. He says, young man, I no longer know what consciousness is. They went into a half-hour rap on consciousness and whatnot. I never got the answer, but I knew that he actually was, that he'd been able to uncover also a way of using sound, not only to soothe the nervous system, but, shall we say, to regenerate and, shall we say, assist in the recollection of certain psychotropic states.
Yeah, he went back to certain psychotropic states using... I read about him with sensory deprivation, but I didn't know about humming. And I did read a story about him at the end where he was... you know, that's just what they say. I don't know. Maybe he was just...
I'm sure. I haven't. But he was the guy... I remember that. I said, this guy has found something out about humming that I want to get into.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to run out of time here, but you need to reveal a secret. Actually, just tell us... Give us, like, an easy three-step protocol. And do you have to prepare in any way? It probably does help to prepare.
Yeah. Okay. Real quick. You sit... if you can, sit in a chair, back straight. Take some nice deep breaths to begin with. Make them nice, deep, loving breaths. And then just hum on one note and comfortable sound. Not longer isn't better. Louder isn't better. Just comfortable. Make sure your lips are closed. And then finally, if you want to generate nitric oxide, this is only if you're doing it for nitric oxide generation, which means that, like, you know, maybe a sinusitis or something, you
blood
do
pressure.
It for about 4 or 5 times, then you pause for about 2 or 3 minutes in order for the cells basically regenerate the puffing of the nitric oxide.
And you can also use it for antiviral. I heard you kind of mention that a little bit.
Yes, that's right. So, it's really pretty amazing. One could go more into it, but I would just say that I know a lot of people who have successfully used it for, once again, sinusitis, and there can be many other critters that lodge themselves in the nasal cavity before they go anywhere else. What if we start doing a humming practice as a therapeutic practice?
I love it.
Yeah,
that's awesome stuff. What do you think about just spoken word and spoken language and its impact? Does that have the same kind of or similar kind of impact or along the same lines?
Well, Ben, I think some of it we really need to be. I have a formula which I remember shared, you know, when I was teaching. I always share when I'm teaching, which is frequency, which is the sound, plus intent, which is the energy that we encode on the sound, equals healing. So frequency plus intent equals healing. So therefore, the sound that we make coupled with the intention, the consciousness that we put on the sound creates the effect.
Mm.
And bottom line, this includes our conversational voice.
Wow. How about frequency plus intent for manifesting stuff?
Yeah, well, another thing of doing it, I used to have vocalization plus visualization equals manifestation. People have taken that and said frequency plus intent equals manifestation.
Say that again. Vocalization plus
visualization.
Gotcha. Vocalization.
Which I was very clever when I came up with that until I discovered that all the major magical traditions on the planet use that.
Yeah, they understood the power of sound. In the Bible, in the beginning there was the word, right?
That's right.
Yeah, and they're not
all these different traditions. All these. We can sit here for a half hour and I could tell you stories from different traditions about the creator gods and goddesses creating life, the universe, and everything solely through the power of intentionalized conscious sound.
So sound is a mechanical wave. It's not electromagnetic. What's more fundamental?
Why do we always separate things?
Ah, okay.
I was just watching this wonderful movie, very old, but I highly recommend it. Anybody who's into Nikola Tesla, called Secret of Nikola Tesla. And it's wonderful. It's the best one I think that was ever done. And it was, just very, very interesting. I'm really big into the Schumann resonance.
Oh, yes.
Which is the electromagnetic.
Yes, the Earth, right? Tell us about that.
And we sell Schumann resonance tuning forks, and they're incredible frequencies.
That's super low, powerful. Right? Super, super low.
At super low, so you need two tuning forks, and then the difference tone between them, just as you can have the difference tone that creates the binaural beats, you can also have a difference tone that creates the Schumann resonance, and you can code it into your body for healing.
Oh,
way cool. And
what's what's the relationship between the humming frequency and the Schumann resonance? Is there one?
I think, of course, there is going to be a relationship, but I wouldn't know because, once again, real quick, scientists back in 2006 at a place called Karolinska Institute, Sweden, that produces a lot of Nobel Prize winners, did research showing that humming was able to, create 15 times the amount of nitric oxide, and they were doing it using instruments and all that, so they found they were experimenting with about 130 cycles a second. But that's just that, and people have misread that and said, 130 cycles a second is the ideal frequency. No. The ideal frequency is anything that you're comfortable with. It could be 130, it can be 200, something. You can feel it vibrating in your nasal cavity, and that's a good frequency. You don't need to be sitting there looking at a guitar tuner to make sure you're humming properly.
That's awesome. I love it. The book is The Humming Effect, Sound Healing for Health and Happiness. Jonathan, well done, my friend. And the website is healingsounds.com, correct?
That is it, right, sir.
Healingsounds.com. Well, I hope to see you around, and thank you so much for coming on The Bright Side, and congratulations on your amazing, powerful, elegant, and important work.
Hey, thank you, Ben. Blessings to all the people who are listening who will ever listen.
Thank you, Jonathan. Take care, buddy.
Hey, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now. That was Jonathan Goldman, his website, healingsounds.com. I could not recommend his book more highly. It's super easy to read. It's about 100 pages or so. The Humming Effect, Sound Healing for Health and Happiness. And that is all the time we have for tonight on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular evening. We will talk to you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Bye for now.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries, and based on some studies, for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.